story is told about a chassid from Krakow named Shmelkiv, who had the same dream every night for a week straight. He dreamt that if he traveled to the city of Prague, he dug next to the bridge adjacent to the king's palace, he'd find the priceless treasure. Shmelkiv was so intrigued by this repeated dream that he decided to take the journey to go dig next to the bridge in Prague. But when he got there, he saw that the bridge was carefully guarded by the king's soldiers, and there was no way that they would let him dig anywhere near that bridge. So Shmelkiv stayed in a nearby inn overnight, and he came back the next day, hoping that perhaps there would be a lapse in the shifts of the guards, they wouldn't be watching so carefully, and then he'd be able to dig next to the bridge. But the next day proved no better, and Shmelkiv could do nothing more than wander aimlessly near the bridge and think of what he'd do with all that treasure. After a few days of milling around, one of the soldiers noticed Shmelkiv, and he asked him, he demanded to find out why exactly he was doing there. So Shmelkiv decided to tell the soldier the truth. The soldier burst out laughing. "Silly Jew," he said, "are you so naive to believe in dreams? Why, just last night I had a dream that if I traveled to Krakow, and I found a Jew there named Shmelkiv, and I dug beneath his oven, I'd find a priceless treasure. Do you think I'm going to drop everything and run to Krakow and dig beneath the oven of that Jew just because of a silly dream?" Shmelkiv was stunned. Here he had come all the way to Prague only to find out that the treasure he was seeking was in his own home. He quickly returned home, he dug beneath his oven, and he found a priceless treasure. Lo and behold, there was a treasure beneath his oven, and he became instantly wealthy. The Rebbe of Simcha Bunim of Shischa used to say that there's a powerful lesson that we can learn from this story. People are constantly looking for treasures, all sorts of treasures. Some people search for meaning, others search for wealth, for money, and some people search for God. They travel to foreign countries and to remote places to seek counsel or to find some novel truth. But when all is said and done, the greatest treasure lies in their own backyards. Every person himself holds the key to the greatest accomplishments and blessings, if only he'd recognize his own potential. The Pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Ki ha-mitzvah azos asher anochi metzavcha hayom lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechov bahi." This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, either the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as Rashi explains, or the mitzvah of tshuva, as the Ramban would have it, this mitzvah isn't beyond you, says the Torah. It's not in the heavens. It's not across the ocean. It's close to you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart to do. We often live with what I like to call an if-only attitude. If only I were as intelligent as Reb Chaim Brisker or the Vilna Gaon, then I'd really be able to learn Torah. If only I were as wealthy as Baron Rothschild, then I'd gift stocken. If only I were as big a tzaddik as Yosef, then I'd be able to control my taivis, I'd be able to withstand temptation. But the truth is, we're not asked to be the Vilna Gaon or Baron Rothschild or Yosef HaTzaddik. Our job is to achieve our own potential in Torah, in Midos, and Chesed. And for that mission, each one of us has all the kelim he needs. We have all of the treasures. We just have to discover them. We have to believe in ourselves. B'fichu b'lvavcha la'asosa. We have to realize that it's in our power to accomplish so much. Rosh Hashanah is just a few days away. A new year with new opportunities to accomplish. But the first step toward accomplishment is realizing how great we can be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the insight to appreciate our own inner treasure. May this be a year of tremendous accomplishment and growth for each and every one of us. I wish you all exceeding, Chasimah Tova, Shnas Chaim, Shalom.